The Duchess of Malfi contains one of the most fascinating characters in Renaissance drama, Daniel de Bosola. Having endured the life of a galley slave, Bosola emerges as a bitter cynic who hates the fact that he must serve corrupt men in order to survive.
He and his brother are like plum trees that grow crooked over standing pools. They are rich and o'erladen with fruit, but none but crows, pies, and caterpillars feed on them.
However, all goodness is not poisoned in Bosola. By play's end, we see the power virtue has to inspire change.
The weakest arm is strong enough that strikes with a sword of justice. Still, methinks, the Duchess haunts me. O penitence, let me truly taste thy cup that throws men down only to raise them up.
From the Murray Shakespeare Festival, I'm Barbara Cobb.
I'm Todd Hatton, WKMS.
For details on the Murray Shakespeare Festival, go to murraystate.edu/Shakespeare or call 270-809-2397.